Mandy,
Katie.
the behind the scenes of this episode are already fantastic. This is round two, but I found you again.
Indeed, here we
Found you
are.
again. Found you again. So, I'm glad to see that you are feeling better. You seem to be feeling better, but I feel like we've got some things to catch up on. So, tell us about your week, how you're doing, what you're doing, all the things. So, we want to know.
Well, I'm home again after getting to celebrate our dear friend Birch for 2 weekends in a row. I headed home on Sunday, so good to be home. They're painting our building. And listen, I'm the kind of person, like, I've lived here 12 years. No, I've lived here 13 years. This is my 13th year. We've painted this building once. It should never have to be done again. That's just the way I look at it. Why are
Yeah.
we painting this building again? We've done that once. We shouldn't. It's like laundry. Why do I have to keep doing laundry? I've done it once. It should be done.
Did it look
But
like it
we are
needed
painting
it?
the building. I didn't think so. But nobody asked me. So anyway, that's always fun because that means there have been lots of men directly outside my window, or
Oh,
outside my door
I did see a
yesterday.
nice shot of the balcony.
Yeah, just standing on my balcony, and then yesterday they were painting the hallway, and the little guy out there had his music blasting, and he was just singing along. They actually sounded really good. I tried to record it, but it didn't really translate through the door. But yeah, listen, it's just an adventure around home, but that's
Yeah.
fine. I'm home. And I went yesterday and had some chest x-rays and a
Okay.
sinus CT. And our health care is so dumb.
I agree.
Just dumb. I didn't think chest x-rays yesterday. I needed chest x-rays a month ago. Or at the very least, 2 weeks ago when they were ordered. But no, that's not how things work. So I had chest x-rays yesterday when I could have told you there's nothing wrong with my lungs.
You
Nothing.
missed your window.
Yeah. And then I had a sinus CT, which there's still, I could have told you what the sinus CT found, which is my deep sinuses that are at issue, not the frontal ones. I know. Thank you. Anyway, and for that diagnosis, I get to pay $2,500 because, my deductible is $1 billion so that I can afford the monthly payment on my insurance. This is a philosophy that has worked for me. Thanks to, the ACA, all my annual visits are free. Like, I have to pay my copay for all my annual visits because they're covered under the ACA. That was one of the things the ACA did, was said you get your physical, you get your OBGYN visit, you get a dermatology visit. If you need a colonoscopy, like all of those are free. You don't have to pay to have any of that stuff. You're covered. But after that, by golly, it's really expensive. And I've worked with that because I haven't been sick. And I've just needed the annual visits, and so that's been fine. But now that I'm sick, it like maybe I'll reach my deductible. I don't know. Anyway, it's just so stupid. And in the meantime, my PCP couldn't get the right paperwork to the ENT, which they may call because I told them I would be available after 3:30. So they may call to schedule. If they do, we will pause our recording because, listen, it's time to get the ENT visit scheduled.
Done. We need to do that definitely.
So anyway, I've just been fighting with that. And let me tell you, people are not okay. People are not
No.
okay.
No.
Sitting in a hospital waiting room will really elucidate that fact for you. People are not okay. Everybody's fighting with their insurance. And there was this one woman who had driven all the way from Gulf Breeze because she's supposed to have her back surgery tomorrow. And listen, everybody in the waiting room knew all her stuff by the time it was over. And really, I just wanted to tell her, my dad had that back surgery and you should not have it. You should not. My dad's had a lot of back surgeries. I'd recommend most of them, but not that one. You shouldn't have that one. But nobody asked me.
Nobody
But
asked. I love that nobody asked her either, but she continued to verbally vomit all over people about it.
listen. Listen, she literally went up to three different people and sat down next to them and told them the same story. And I knew I had put my earbuds in my purse and I couldn't find them. And when I got back to my car, they were in the seat of my car. I think, was God testing me, Katie? Is that what
Yes.
was happening? Was God testing me yesterday?
I think he was reminding you that going out in public is not what we want.
Susie and I went to lunch today, and three guys came in and sat down at the table across the walkway from us and immediately started watching something on one of their phones with the volume up.
Stop it.
It wasn't that loud.
Doesn't matter.
I'm very auditorily sensitive. And so I immediately just start giving him the evil eye, and Susie's just cracking up because she thinks my don't give a shit that has happened since I have turned 50. It's hysterical. And she encourages it. And I said, I've got some earbuds. If they're in my purse, I'm going to get up and hand them to them. I'm going over to their table and I'm going to hand them my earbuds. She's like, it's not that loud. I'm like, it
That happened to me with more than one little old lady at the car dealership the last time I was
Oh.
there. And I was like, nobody cares what your garden club is struggling with right
Oh,
now, ma'am. Nobody cares.
it makes me insane. And then I can't listen to Susie because I'm listening to what's playing on their phone. And at one point, it said something about the body of Christ. And I looked at Susie, I said, the body of Christ. And she was like, what? Because she wasn't listening to them. She
Yeah.
said, oh, I thought that was just like your new, like, exclamation, like, for the love. Instead of for the love, we're going to say, the body of Christ.
It should be. I love that. We're making it a thing. The
Oh, the
Lord
body
be
of
with
Christ.
you,
The body of
the
Christ.
body
It
of
was a lot.
Christ.
It
Oh,
was a lot.
Lord. I
So,
love
good
it.
news is I don't have to leave the house the rest of the week. So,
That's good. That's good. I love it. I love
it'll
it.
just be me and my singing friend in the hallway.
Sing along with him and see what he thinks.
I start If it was a song I had known, I totally would have started belting it from the other side of the door yesterday. But it was a Latin song I was not familiar with, so I
I
couldn't
barely
join it.
speak English. I can't sing in any other language.
Yeah. But in better news, baseball is literally right around the corner.
It is indeed.
The Cubs and the Dodgers, who are starting the baseball season early, they're playing a game over in Japan. In the end of March. So they actually, their pitchers and catchers report on Sunday to spring training.
Okay.
So we are excited. And the Vandy boys kick off on Valentine's Day. So we have got some baseball right around the corner, y'all. We are excited about this. I will say there are still some big free agents who have not been signed. I don't think the Braves are going to sign any of them. Hopefully they'll pick up a couple of pitchers. But the big, like Pete Alonso, who's the first baseman for the Mets, he's won the home run derby a couple times. There's a great, I don't know if it's a meme or a GIF or a GIF or what it is, but he was in the home run derby several years ago. And when before his time came up, he was sitting back, like in the clubhouse, basically like meditating. And like it went viral, this video of him, like, really trying to get in the zone for the home run derby. So he still hadn't signed. But my favorite story is Alex Bregman. Alex Bregman has been the third baseman for the Astros. Boo hiss. And he played at LSU and he was drafted the same year that Dansby was. Dansby went number one and Bregman went number two. And so Bregman was so pissed that he went number two that he has always chosen to wear the number two.
I love it.
And he's been with the Astros his entire career. He obviously did not make it to the big leagues as soon as Dansby did, because Dansby had his free agent year, as we know, 2 years ago. He's about to start his third year with the Cubs. This is Bregman's free agent year, so he obviously got to the bigs two years after Dansby, because he is number two. But there's talk that he may go to the Cubs.
How's
And
that gonna go?
right, it makes me laugh every time, and nobody has said anything about it. But I was listening to Baseball Tonight with Buster Olney, who's a Vanderbilt grad, and Buster finally mentioned it. He's like, nobody's talking about this, but I just wonder,
Yeah.
because if he went to the Cubs, wherever he goes at this point, well, that's not true. He may go to like Detroit and get a long-term contract and get paid, but most of the places that are talking about where he might end up are places where he's just going for a 1 year, sort of what they call a prove it,
Yeah.
where they're not good enough to get the long-term big contract like Dansby did. And so if he went to the Cubs, it would be on a prove it contract, which the whole thing just makes me laugh because I am just that petty.
Yeah.
I'm sure it would be fine. I mean, Dansby is a professional. And it would, be just fine if Alex Bregman was his third baseman. And Alex Bregman can be a very good player. But I was glad somebody finally talked about it, because that's all I can think about every time he talks about it.
Well, and it seems like the number two is an appropriate number for him anyway.
Right? Yes.
Just
Yes.
saying.
So anyway, that's sort of my update from the baseball world. Y'all can keep your eyes peeled for where Alex Bregman ends up, because he is number two. Number
Number
two.
two,
Number two.
dose.
Deuces. What's going on with you, Katie?
All right, so I'm going to knock on all the wood when I say this, but I'm going to ask Mandy a question. What is different about my surroundings, Mandy?
There's no paneled ceiling. Oh,
There's
and you're oh,
no
there's no fire. There's no fire alarm.
fire alarm to pull because I'm not in an office. I'm at the parsonage.
Yay.
And I think we have it figured out. Now, I'm borrowing the router that works out here in the middle of nowhere. So I've got to go get a new one for next week for the church. She's the lady that's let me borrow it. Needs it on Friday. So I'm hoping to go get the one for the church on Friday and get it set up where it'll be ours and that's all we got. So that's great.
Good.
It's amazing. That means I can stay in my PJs for all my classes. I cannot be on my phone and be on my computer and do it and fully participate in class. It's really hard to do breakout rooms and the group chat and all that on your phone on Zoom. So I'm very excited. That is a huge milestone
Yay.
for living in the woods.
Yay.
The other thing that happened this week is I got this phone call, sweet lady. Her husband just passed away. She's the funeral I did when I first got down here. And she said, Katie, as she, in her southern drawl, she said, Katie, I have too many plants in my house. So I guess the preacher gets the extra peace lily.
As you should.
And so now I have this gorgeous peace lily. But the funny part is, I texted my nephew who has the green thumb in the family, not me. And I said, I was given a green plant and I'm sure he laughed. And I said, how can I not kill it? And he said, and I quote, Katie, it will tell you when it needs water, it'll get droopy.
He's not lying.
That's all you got to do. And I was like, I can handle that.
Yeah.
So
Yeah,
I have a
peace
peace
lilies are pretty
lily.
hardy.
So I'm not the only living thing in the house anymore.
Well, good.
Well,
Congratulations.
there's the mouse, but that's a whole nother episode.
Oh, boy.
Yep. He taunted me last night, Fievel, as he's been taken to being called, stopped right in his little spot where he comes through every night. He's just a little field mouse. And usually he just scurries. But last night he stopped and sat back on his legs and looked at me. And I went, okay, now you got to go. Now you got to go. Like, if you need to just use this as a highway to get to the chimney, okay. But you're taunting me now. It's time to go.
I wouldn't have even been okay with the scurry.
It's a field mouse and we're in the woods. I mean, and I'm
No.
allergic to cats. So
Mm.
there we go. There we go. So I'm gonna start a new little series called Small Town Life.
Okay, good.
And this week I have had some things that are amazing that have happened that are indicative of small town life that I did not realize would be.
Okay.
My church, first of all, has determined to find me a dog, and it's fabulous. They keep sending me pictures of these little puppies. But I got a picture the other day of this 10-year-old chocolate lab that I immediately fell in love with.
Yes.
Immediately. And unfortunately, he was snatched up before I could get him.
Oh.
But the sentence that I said about the dog was that I was waiting on a guy named Beaver to see about a dog. And only in South Georgia, I feel like, can that sentence be something
Not be
that I
something
would,
dirty.
write and that I would say. And I've met Beaver now. I know Beaver. Beaver is exactly what you would expect.
What is Beaver's profession?
Right now, he's recovering.
What were you waiting on him for?
Handyman. Well, he had
Oh.
gone and done, he was out of town apparently. And when he doesn't have a cell phone. So when he got back is when, because he was kind of in charge of the dog. Anyway, it didn't work out, but I have met Beaver. He's very kind. He came to church, y'all, and he had no idea what he was doing, but he loved it. Somebody had to help him with every step. It was
Beaver.
great. So
Good.
sweet. So sweet. It was really precious. It was a kind moment. But I mean, never have I ever thought I would say that sentence.
I might have sent a text from the Rocket Auto Lube in Brunswick where I had gone to get my oil changed. I might have texted Birch and said, there is a real, I can't remember now how I said it. There's a real lack of teeth in the automotive industry in Brunswick. And I'm not talking about just, like a tooth was pulled. I'm talking about they were sawed off. And it was several people who were involved in my oil change and then my subsequent, car wash, which was free with the oil change. They were a little concerned about my left back quarter panel being popped out, but I assured them that it had been like that since about 2 minutes after I got the car 2 weeks ago, and it was fine, and that I felt real okay taking it through the car wash. But the gentleman who manages the car wash, who had about two teeth, he said, "Now, ma'am, I just have to tell you, if anything happens, it's we're not going to be responsible for it." I said, "Sir, I'm driving a 10-year-old Hyundai with the back quarter panel popped out. Do you think I care?"
Nope.
Do not,
The
do
answer
not.
to that is no, I do not.
So, but I feel like one of them could have been named Beaver.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Well, I'm real proud of Beaver for coming to church. That's sweet.
He did. It was cute. It was a sweet moment. He had somebody sent with him that kind of guided him through the service. It was really, really sweet.
Good.
The other thing I said when I went to said lawyer's office to see my friend and get something printed in color, because I don't have a color printer. I got out of the car and I went, God, something died. Woo! They need to come check the grounds and see what died and get rid of it. This is the chicken processing plant. They were processing chicken.
Listen, you're talking to a girl whose middle school was downwind from the Swift meat processing plant and was unair conditioned.
Yeah, it's gonna get raunch in the summer. I'm used to the paper mill, and Macon was the one, that we smelled all the time. And every once in a while, the best one was every once in a while, if the there was enough humidity in the air and the wind blew just right, you could smell the tobacco curing at the Brown and Williamson, and that was nice. I loved that because it smelled like a pipe. But Lord help that paper plant, and now this chicken thing. Whoo!
Yeah, girl.
It's stout.
They don't play around.
They don't. It's stout. It's stout. They're processing chicken, I was told. I said, oh, all right.
Now you know.
Welcome. Welcome. Yep. The other day I was walking around the campground with a friend of mine. Y'all, it's a beautiful place. I love it. I love it. I love it. So we were doing the loop, and I wasn't gonna shower. I was just gonna run into town right quick and check out the mailbox and come back. Don't do that. I don't. I can never do that. I can't do it. You cannot, in a small town, run in anywhere unshowered and not see. I saw the undertaker. I saw church members. I saw, every official. And here I was in my hat and my sweats and, smelling awful after a walk.
Well,
And every one of them was like, I would say, hey. And they go, oh, hey.
it's good for people to remember that preachers are people too.
We're real. I'm not going unshowered out again, though. That was too much. It was too much for people to handle, and I don't blame them. It was bad. The other thing that has happened, y'all, we're so excited. We're all a Twitter around here because we have not one new place to eat, but two.
Look out.
Two. So today was the first day there was a food truck up in the old parking lot of the old hospital that they tore down, and they ran out of food, y'all. They ran out of food.
Good for them.
And it was great. We had smoked chicken wings that were delicious. The mac and cheese was fantastic. I brought most of it home to eat one night for supper, but it was so good. It was so good. So that was very exciting. They're coming back next week, so they're already excited about coming back.
Good.
Yay.
Pretty
And
exciting.
then I know, right? And then we're getting okay. So we already have the Mexican place that I've told you about. It's so good. I need to go back because it's delicious. But the other place we're getting, like a breakfast and lunch place that has like a bakery and bagels and sandwiches.
Look out.
It opens February 17th, and we're all about to die for it to open. We're so excited.
That's very, very exciting. Big news for Vienna.
Some very big news for a little bitty small town like Vienna. It's great.
Well, good.
It's great. So, I did go on an adventure with the Queens. I got a table for my great grandfather's dictionary to sit on at an antique place in Tifton. It was lovely. It was a lovely day. So, I mean, the adventures are many and varied.
Yeah, but hey.
So it's wonderful. I love it. Small town life suits me just fine.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So, Mandy, I'm intrigued by your food.
Okay, so I was with the queen of the charcuterie board last weekend. My friend
Yes.
Casey makes the best charcuterie boards ever. And I think we've talked about it before. Her tip is, you just take it to the edge.
Yes.
When you're building the charcuterie board, you just take it to the edge. So we had one of her signature charcuterie boards, but then she had also made this dip, and that's the recipe. And when I asked her for the recipe, she just sent the ingredients. I'm assuming what you do is you put them all in the food processor or the blender or whatever, and you just mix them all up together. That's what I'm assuming.
There we go.
But it's the same flavor profile as like a chimichurri, but
Okay.
it's all blended up. And so it makes this beautifully vibrant green, creamy, but there's no cream in it, but like a consistency,
Yeah.
creamy sort of consistency sort of dip. And, as we have previously talked about, like I'm not a fan of the carrot. But did we talk about the carrot?
Yes, we did
The
extensively.
carrot.
It's the crunch,
The aggressive crunch.
the
The carrot
aggressive
controversy
crunch.
has continued, I will
Yeah.
tell y'all. But So, but you can dip other things in this green sauce, like cucumbers and peppers and stuff. And generally, I'm
Okay.
sort of like, I don't want all that on my charcuterie board. I need you to keep your vegetables off my
That's
charcuterie
called a
board.
veggie tray, not a charcuterie.
Exactly. It's a different animal. And so we did. We kept it separated. But it's just like a nice, like, I'm not, this is also not allowed. I'm not a big fan of ranch. Don't put your ranch on my school tray with my pizza.
Oh, okay,
No,
yeah.
it's not how we work.
No.
If I'm eating wings this weekend, they will be accompanied by a nice blue cheese dressing.
That was the only thing about the food truck. They didn't have blue cheese. And I was like, then
Yeah.
are you really serving wings?
Yeah. Gotta have some blue cheese.
Yep.
I mean, I don't hate ranch, but it's just not gonna be my go-to. So anyway, this was just a nice fresh dip to go along with everything other than the carrots that
So it seems like it'd be good, like with fish.
For sure. Because, like I said, it's like a chimichurri sauce, but
Just a
it's just all
nice
blended up.
sauce.
Yeah, it's
I
basically
love
like you
it.
emulsify the olive oil in a chimichurri sauce and, just blend everything up. So,
Well, and what looks good to me about it, is the capers. I think that would make it something that extra special that I would like.
we had lots of capers because we did bagels and lox for breakfast. So good. So
So good.
we were caper heavy, and Casey and I have a joke about capers anyway, because last year when we were working on the luncheon for Birch's dad's funeral, Casey was making her pickled shrimp, which is to die for, and it has capers in it.
Capers
And
and lemon.
we didn't have enough capers, and so we had gone to the Winn-Dixie on St. Simon's to get some capers because that was closer to where I was staying. And they had two choices for capers, and one was like $1.45, and one was like $3. And so we're standing there, and Casey's like, "Oh, which one should I get?" And I was like, "I mean, get the $1.45 one." She's like, "I don't like the way these look." And then she's like, "No, but you're right. I'll just get the $1.45. They're just going in the marinade." And then she went back and she said, "Do you know where we are not going to skimp in our luncheon preparation? It is on
Capers.
the capers. We are
And
going to get the $3 capers."
it's like $2.
I know. But you know how you are when you're like doing something like that. You're trying to, be responsible about it. Where we hit the wall with the
The
capers.
capers.
Never mind the 5 pounds of shrimp we had just
Right.
purchased. It was the capers that
It's
were
the
going to hold me
capers
up.
that we were going to save $2 on.
I do that all the time. I do that all the time. I just was laughing at myself because the crazy estate is still going on, and we've had to hire some lawyers in Tallahassee. And I was having to wire them their tens of thousands of dollars attorney fees. But I waited until I had two of their bills, because then that way I only had to pay one wire fee. That
For
is who I am.
a
Who I am.
mult, yeah, a bozillion dollar
But I almost saved
bill.
one of those $35 wire fees.
Right.
So anyway.
I love it. I love it.
But yeah, so recommend.
Yeah, it looks
It
great. I
was
would totally
delicious.
make
And it's
that.
beautiful. It's beautiful too.
It's beautiful.
Real beautiful.
I love it.
Yeah. So well, talk to us about your favorites, Katie.
So, I know I'm behind on some of these favorites,
That's all right.
but
You've
they
had a
are
few
now my
things
new
going on.
favorites.
You've had a few things going on.
I have had just a few things going on. So the first one is a TV show. I don't know if you watch this or not. I don't watch too terribly many like network shows anymore.
Yeah,
But
I've
this
not
one
even heard of this one.
I'm loving. So it's a detective show called Will Trent. But it's set in Hotlanta. And so all of the places that they film will be very recognizable.
Not that all the places they film in half the movies that we watch these days are
Right.
very recognizable, but
But they name them.
these will actually be called,
Yes.
yeah.
Like Lake Lanier. And
Imagine a detective
I could
show.
have told them there was going to be a dead body in Lake Lanier. I mean,
It's
duh.
Lake Lanier. You must
Yeah.
be kidding.
So. I mean, they even come to South Georgia a little bit. When the criminals are running, they always come down here.
Well, yeah, hit I-75 and haul ass.
Yes. Yeah. So it's really, really cute. The guy that plays Will Trent is precious. You know, the rest of the cast is good, recognizable, but not overly famous. But so the acting is really good. I really like it. So, and they've started their third season.
Never heard of it.
You should watch it. It's real good.
What channel is it on?
I watched it on Hulu. I don't know.
Okay.
One of those.
You have Hulu Live?
I do.
Okay, so it could be any channel.
Could be any channel.
Okay.
And yes, I don't know. I
If it weren't
finally.
Hulu, if it weren't Hulu Live, then it would probably be ABC because I think they're the only ones that
Yeah.
put their shows on Hulu
Yeah.
later, I think.
I think so too. The other thing that I've watched, finally, I was able to sit down. Look, talk about not wanting to spend a bunch of money. I rented and did not buy. Wicked.
I still have not seen it.
It is phenomenal.
Good. And you liked it even on your TV?
Yes. I think you could put Cynthia Erivo
Oh, well, yeah.
on, my phone on, an old black and white TV with rabbit ears, and she would be phenomenal. Y'all, I'm gonna be so pissed off if Emilia Perez wins any Oscars because she. The nuanced way, and she's talked about this. They've talked about a lot of things in interviews, I know, but she's talked about this. The nuanced way that both of them, all of them, could play these roles on stage, you have to sing to the rafters the whole time. In the movie, she can make it softer when it needs to be, and it changes the whole vibe of some of the song. It's just nuanced and beautiful. These are real sets. They are not CGI'd. It is the most gorgeous. They sing live. I mean, y'all probably know all this stuff because it's been on social ad nauseum, but it lives up to the hype and then some.
Well, good.
Ariana Grande is also incredible. Jonathan Bailey is magical. I love that movie.
Well, good. I'm so glad. I listened to Ariana Grande on Smartless this week.
I haven't gotten that far. I'm not listen. It takes 2 minutes to get to town, so I don't really listen to podcasts in the car anymore. I've got to get in
Yeah.
a better routine in the house of doing it. So,
It was cute. She's cute.
yes. So it's phenomenal. It's beautiful because it's John M. Chu, and it's phenomenal.
Okay.
The
Really
other thing I've
good.
watched is called You're Cordially Invited. And it
Listen,
is one of those.
if Instagram feeds me an ad for that one more
I
time,
know.
I get it, Instagram. I
There are
get it.
no more rom-coms really in the world. But this is really cute. Will Ferrell is precious as a girl dad, and he does not have girls in real life. And it makes you wish he did. Reese is great. She's Reese, and I love her. Leanne Morgan steals, and Jack McBrayer really steals the daggum show. She steals everything she's in. It is hilarious. It's funny. It's sweet. It's uplifting. It's everything we need right now. So I recommend you watch it, even though Instagram's killing you about it. I recommend you watch it.
Okay. I still, every time somebody says Leanne Morgan, I start singing, I'm looking
I
for something
know.
in red. That would be
And she's
Lauren
getting her own
Morgan.
TV show, y'all.
It's exciting.
Like sitcom TV show. Isn't that great? I'm so excited for her.
Awesome.
Anyway, she did a great job. It was really funny. So the other thing that happened this week that is really one of my favorite things personally and online is that, when people have a hard time, especially with all the craziness going in the world. It's so nice to see when others really have their backs.
Yes.
And that happened to me personally. A friend of mine was having a little bit of a struggle moment, and she called and we talked through it, and it was great. And I know she would do the same for me. Out in the world, good things that are happening, because there's so many bad things and crazy things and very disheartening things happening. There are a couple of TikTok accounts that, if you're not following, you, one especially, Mandy, you will just love them. There's a girl named Beth on here, and that's her handle on there. It's just Beth. And she has
It's
mouth
like
and
man
throat
Twitter.
cancer. And she is at MD Anderson doing radiation and chemo. And part of her speech treatment, what she is doing, is doing a fit check every day and talking about her outfits to help her, because she had to have her tongue either partially removed or something. And so every day she goes on and tries to pronounce these words and does these great little fit checks. And people have found her and are saying the
Okay.
nicest, kindest, most uplifting, wonderful things to encourage her.
Way to go, people.
Right? There are
Yes.
good people. Like, I've not seen one negative comment on any of her posts. I
Look
think
at
the
this.
world would kill people if they did
Yeah.
that to her. But she's
Oh,
super
but.
cute, and she's just, it's been up very, she cries about it a lot just because she's so overwhelmed. But it's just the nicest thing. There are nice people in the world.
I still believe there are more of us than there are of them.
I hope there are. I really hope there are. I don't know, but I hope there are.
Yep.
There's another one, and it's the kids' names, and I'm not sure I want to put kids' names out on the world, but it's four boys, like, in Ohio.
To our massive listening audience.
Yeah, I know, but I'll go back and find the account, but it's just their four names. It's like Royce and Max and Will and something. And they are building a fort, and they take videos of themselves building this giant fort, and their parents have created this TikTok account for them. So it's monitored by adults, but they've built a bridge over a creek. They're starting to build a structure where they can, this summer, go out and fish all day and have shelter when it rains. And they're the cutest kids ever. And they're just
That's
playing in
fun.
the woods. And it's so
Yeah.
wholesome and so sweet.
That's awesome.
It's great. So that's so much fun to watch. I mean, when I say a bridge, they built a bridge like with trees. They cut down the trees and picked up the limbs and made a bridge. So
Good
it's
job.
been fun to watch. Then there's a guy in Pennsylvania, I think he is, named Doug. And Doug went to all his neighbors with handwritten invitations to
Oh, I saw him.
his winter party that starts at 4:30 and goes till the cops come.
Yep.
And
Doug's like, 75.
yes, at least, I think he's in his 80s. Like, he's older, but he's so cute. And all these people caught him on their Ring cameras. And so now the whole world is just in for this neighbor doing nice things for other neighbors. And everybody wants to be a part of it, and it's just precious.
It's
So
funny
they're
that
finding their people.
yesterday at the when I was in the waiting room, there was a woman sitting down who had a tiny little baby. The baby was just screaming its head off.
Bless it.
Bless them both. And she was all by herself, and brand new baby. And I didn't look down there because I didn't want her to feel bad. But then I heard her on the phone, and I heard her say, "Can you hear me? Can you hear me? How do you work the bottle warmer?" And then I heard her saying, "I am at the hospital. I need some help. She's hungry, and I can't get the bottle warmer to work." And it was quite clear that whoever was on the other end of the phone was not helping this woman.
Yes.
So once she hung up, I finally got up and I went down there and I said, "Do you need an extra hand?"
Bless
And
it.
she said, "No, I'm okay." And I'm like, "Are you sure?
Are you sure, honey?
I might convince. I heard you saying something about the bottle warmer. Like, can I help you like figure that out? I can Google the instructions for you."
Yeah.
Like, and she's like, "No, I'm fine." And I was like, and then about that time they called me in, but I
Yeah.
noticed that after I had said something, there was another woman there who had probably like an 8 or 10 year old kid with her.
Yeah.
Once I said something, she immediately like perked up and turned
Yeah.
around and was looking that way. And I thought, you know, it just takes one person,
Yes.
and then people are going to want to join in and help instead of this poor girl sitting down there with this screaming, hungry baby and a very unhelpful person on the other end of the phone.
Yes.
So, yeah, just be nice.
Just be nice. Just offer. I mean, she turned you down, but you still offered.
Right.
That's
So,
all. That's all we need to do.
yep.
The last one, I think, Mandy, if you aren't following Bryce Harper on the TikTok, you need to
Of
be. He is
course, I'm not following
fucking.
Bryce Harper and his raw milk drinking self with greasy, nasty hair on the TikTok. Bah.
He is cooking all kinds of stuff.
With raw milk. Of course, he drinks raw milk.
Is hilarious, though. It's so funny. Like, I'm never going to cook anything he's making, but it is hilarious to watch this baseball player become a TikTok cooking and sensation.
I don't hate Bryce as much as Casey and Kelly
Right.
do.
It's just funny. It's so out of place. It's funny. So it's entertaining to watch. Again, I'm not making anything he wants to make. He put whole bananas on the top of his banana bread as decoration. No.
Listen, I've seen some food bloggers do that.
Yeah, no.
Well, the good news is I got my new phone today, and so I may now finally have enough memory on my phone to re download TikTok. I had to delete it
I
because I
don't know if
didn't
you can
have
right now or
enough
not.
memory. I didn't have enough memory to do anything on my phone anymore.
Well,
So,
good for you, but try it and report back because, China may be trying to take your stuff and they may not let you.
they may not. You're right.
They may
You're
not.
right.
So the very last thing, I know I've gone on and on, but the very there's so I need good things to be happening in this world. I really do. Before World War
Absolutely.
III starts and we all die. But so the last thing is my friend that I talked to the other day on the phone in her moment sent me something through Amazon.
That was sweet.
Now I have it linked through the product's main site. But
Because
Amazon
that's
has
what
it,
we're
Ulta
doing.
has it. What now?
Because that's what we're doing these days, is buying directly from the source and not
Yes, we're
Amazon.
not buying. Yes. And so it's called Grape Water Moisturizing Face Mist. So you just spray it on your face and it feels so good. Have you ever used it, Mandy?
I haven't used this particular one, but Aven has one. And
Okay.
then I actually have one right now that's a Hungarian face care line, and it smells delicious too.
And this is the same way. And does yours do this? It's like almost cold.
Oh yeah. When
Oh.
and Evian makes one too, because when we were in Chicago and I got started feeling really poorly, my sister went, and I think we were in a DSW, and all of a sudden she came walking up and she had seen some Evian spray mist, and she's like, "Here, spray this on your face."
Oh my
And so
gosh.
now I have an Evian that I just keep in my bedside table, and like when I was coughing so bad and all that, I would just
Yes.
spray it down, and when I feel flushed all of a sudden.
I didn't even think about doing it for that. My first thought when I used it was, oh, thank God, this is fabulous. The second thing I thought was, gosh, this summer, when I've
Yes.
gotten too much sun at the pool, I'm gonna come in and spray this. I'll probably all over my shoulders and face and everything that gets burned. This is gonna be great.
Okay, well, first of all, let's stop getting burned.
I know, I try not to. I really do. I really, really do. And it doesn't happen as often as it used to. It's just when I forget, but that doesn't happen very often.
Let's not get burned anymore. But
No, no,
yes,
no.
it can
Yeah.
get.
But when I have a hot flash, woohoo! I cannot. I mean, it's so great. Where has this been all my life, Mandy?
Well, good.
Where?
And also, it's good. Like when I went and got my facial in Nashville a couple of years ago, they use it sort of in between certain applications because a lot of things absorb, a lot of your products will absorb better on a wet face than that, not
Okay.
making wet, but I don't want to use the word that really describes it because
Right, because I hate that
it's
word.
wet. But yeah, so a lot of products absorb better on a semi-wet face, and so they'll use it between
Okay.
applications of products too.
Well, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Good.
Yes. So, phew, I know that was a lot, y'all, but I'm telling you, I just need good things in my life. The rest of the world is on fire. So, I thought y'all would like those things.
Absolutely.
So what are you up to this week? Not leaving the house again?
Not.
Okay. I love
Yeah.
that.
I think I'm gonna get a grocery delivery from Whole Foods, which is Amazon. So listen, just look at me doing exactly what I said I
I
wasn't
know.
gonna
Well,
do. But, because I think I might make some chicken wings.
I'm, you know what? I got the ranch ones, which they like, I think they do like butter and ranch seasoning and do it, and they were delicious. And I think that there was another dry one they had.
I will tell you, if you ever have the opportunity to have the wings at the bowling alley on Sea Island,
Oh.
really good wings.
Okay.
Who would have thought?
Who would have
Also,
thought?
the giant pretzel at the bowling alley.
Really?
Yes, those are my recommendations.
Okay.
But yeah, so I might make some wings for the Super Bowl. That's really sort of it.
Well, you know, I'm making your three ingredient dip. I've already got the sausage and Rotel and the cream cheese.
I do actually have all this stuff to make that too. I tell you what, I won't be having are any carrots.
I'm not sure. I would have guessed that you would have.
Yeah, no carrots.
Not even if you do wings. I don't like the accoutrement that comes with wings.
I'm okay with celery dipped
I'm
in
not
my
even
blue.
okay with celery.
It's
I don't like
fine.
either one of them.
I can understand that. But yeah, so I may do that. But that's really sort of all that's on my agenda. I need to be doing a lot more work than I have the last few days, but it's been one of those things where I had 14 other things interrupting me. So hopefully the end of this week I can buckle down and get all the stuff done with my coworkers who seem to have put the crane down today. I don't see them out any of my windows currently. So, yeah, what about you? What have you got going on?
So Saturday, okay. I need dining room furniture because I had a just a dining room and it was all wood, as y'all know. And so I'm using the painted table that I had in the wood room in Buford, and the kitchen here is my kitchen table. Because I have both now, because I have a giant house. So I need a dining room table. So the mid not it's not the Middle Georgia Historical Society anymore. It's the Historic Macon Foundation that has the flea market every year. They're having a members only, sorry if you're not a member, you can't come. Members only furniture sale Saturday.
Oh, I bet you can find something there.
I bet I can. And guess where else I'm going Saturday? Bears books. She sent
Oh,
me a
good.
picture of a stack of books that she has ready for me. So
That's
I'm
so awesome.
very
Good.
excited. So something to look forward to in my favorites coming up.
I was thinking I should go to Seaside, but I think they're having the Seaside Prize Institute. Although that shouldn't be too terribly crowded. But I don't go over there.
I don't like
In
crowds.
fact, Susie and I took her uncle over there. When was he here? It was like in late September, early October. It was later than that. It was in November. Even then, like I don't know what was going on that weekend.
Yeah.
Even that, it was too crowded. So like
Yeah.
really and truly between New Year's and before spring break starts is really the only time I'm going to go to Seaside anymore. So I should do that. I should go to Seaside and go to the bookstore and go to the record store
Yeah.
and get some Button Alley's pizza.
There we go, 'cause you won't be able to go back and get in anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I may do that. But I may not leave the house, and we all know that is the more likely occurrence of what will happen.
Yes.
Thought about going back to choir, but I'm still too can't hear.
Yeah.
All deeply congested. I just don't, it's not a good idea.
Yeah.
No.
This Sunday at church, the classically trained contractor is leading the singing again and doing the anthem. I cannot wait. I'm so excited. So
Good.
excited.
Awesome. Oh, all right, friend. Well, I
All
hope you
right.
enjoy.
You
I'll tell you what
too.
I have also been doing. I have been avoiding all of the commercial previews.
Well, that's the other thing about the Super Bowl. They're already showing. That was the whole point of watching
So
for
I've
a
just
lot
been
of us.
avoiding them so that I can watch them and enjoy them.
There we go.
So.
Happy hunting with that.
Yeah, man.
All
All right, everybody. Well, hope y'all have a great weekend.
right, everybody, y'all go find your people.